Well, now, well, once again, allow us to express our greetings and gratitude to each of you. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that altered state of consciousness and to participate in that silent communication. And we would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity, but of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in this vibrational level by choice. We've suggested many times that you're not subjected to be in this vibrational level by some other entity or group of entities or any other type of manifestation that's going to force you to go through this experience for some type of reason. You choose to be in this vibrational level, and you choose to exist and to continue to exist in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. Now, again, you put in place many beliefs and belief systems that influence the reality that you experience in this vibrational level. And you have what we like to refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. Your belief in time and space, for example, one of the most difficult belief systems for you to step outside of, to put aside. You see, if you believe in the passage of time, and if you experience certain particular changes in your reality that are as the result of your belief in the passage of time, then it becomes much more real in your awakened consciousness state. And so you believe in your awakened consciousness state that there's a past and a present and a future. And ironically, you exist in the now. There is no past, present, and future other than what you believe and you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And once again, you go to great lengths to validate those beliefs and belief systems. You go through all types of evolutionary processes, both in your surroundings and in your physical being. You go through these particular periods of alterations through an incarnational period until eventually you believe you end the incarnational period. It's an illusion. And you once again go to great lengths to make it appear that it's real, to make it appear that there is this passage of time and space. And it's really not so. It's not that way. You see, you believe that your so-called past is something that has occurred, and you consequently do not have the capacity to alter it, while the future, you believe, has the capacity to alter and change depending upon the influence that you believe you may have on that so-called future reality. The irony of it is that you change your past as readily as you change your future. It's an illusion. You only experience it in your awakened consciousness state with the belief that you're not in control, with the belief that you can't alter time and space. And so it becomes difficult to give you examples or to give an explanation of how it is that time and space are illusionary. You see, you believe in alternate lifetimes for many, for those who believe in reincarnation or the belief that you will exist in other incarnational periods. We suggest that you do exist in other incarnational periods and other lifetimes, if you wish. But not in the sense of the past or the present or the future, but occurring in the now. Simultaneously, all experiencing simultaneously, and consequently, you alter your realities, which you believe, once again, maybe your past incarnational periods or your future incarnational periods. You alter them. They exist within the same time and same space. Time is illusionary. It doesn't really exist. You choose you choose to tap into this incarnational period while eliminating all the rest, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, and as well to varying degrees through all the other levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, you continue to maintain that veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the illusionary reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, these realities, these lifetimes, if you wish, exist within the same time and same space. And we've used the analogy many times that it's like you understand that there are frequencies that are broadcast throughout your systems that you tap into with your various apparatus while eliminating all the rest. So you could choose one particular frequency on a various type of apparatus and all the others are eliminated or at least not experienced. And yet you understand absolutely that they're existing within the same time and same space. You choose to tap into one. And so it is with this incarnational period, you choose to tap into this incarnational period while eliminating all the rest. What becomes difficult for you to comprehend is that in the other incarnational periods as well, you're having the same type of experience while eliminating all the rest. You're a multidimensional personality. It's almost incomprehensible for you to understand in your so-called awakened consciousness state the limitlessness of your capacity to create. You are all that is. And so it becomes difficult as well to give you examples of your creation process without utilizing your belief in time and space. You see, you are now in your so-called awakened consciousness state in what we like to refer to as the new age and new energy. And you believe that you've gone through this transformation in this incarnational period to enter into this new age and new energy. And you've validated it, you've made it more real by taking a time period, if you wish to utilize that terminology, in order to accomplish this transition into your so-called new age and new energy. And in this new age and new energy, what you experience is influenced by your thoughts and feelings, by your choices and decisions, in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. The thoughts and feelings that you hold in your awakened consciousness state are influencing your reality, once again, in a manner that you found difficult to experience in your so-called past. You see, in your so-called other lifetimes, in your so-called past, you put in place a type of creation process where the choices and the decisions, the beliefs and the belief systems were put in place in your altered states of consciousness to a degree that you might suggest would be much more extensive than what you experience in this particular incarnational period. And so, in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, you put in place various possibilities for realities to experience in that incarnational period. Those possibilities were more in a tendency to be probabilities as opposed to possibilities. In other words, when you came into that incarnational period and you put in place these beliefs and belief systems, there was a very, very, very strong possibility that you would experience all of those beliefs and belief systems that were held within your DNA, that were what you might refer to as set in place, as fate, that you would experience that particular type of reality in that incarnational period. And it was very difficult for you to step outside of that particular type of creation process. Your choice. It's important to understand that it's your choice. It's not something that was imposed upon you, but rather your choice to have that type of experience where you felt that you were not in control in your awakened consciousness state. And the reason is quite simple, and we've suggested as well many times. You exist in this vibrational level for a very simple reason, and that is for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience in other vibrational levels when you understand that you are in control. And that's why you put in place this electromagnetic type of energy. That's why you make it appear that this illusion is so real, because it's beyond your capacity, you believe, to control in your awakened consciousness state. And consequently, the emotions and feelings are much more intense. And that can become a very difficult concept to grasp as well, when that experience is one that you would hold as being less than desirable. Not so hard to accept that you're responsible for the reality you're experiencing, if it's what you refer to as a very positive or desirable reality. Much more easy to accept those types of realities than to accept the responsibility for what you experience and you believe to be a negative or less than positive type of reality. As we have suggested again many times, that spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire, validates the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, without judgment, without deciding whether that's something that you should or should not experience, but rather gives to you that which you desire and rejoices in the creation process. That's the spark of consciousness that you are. That's that spirituality that you cannot be separated from, that gives to you that which you desire and rejoices in the creation process of validating your beliefs and belief systems. And again, that becomes hard to accept when the reality you are experiencing is less than desirable. However, in these other lifetimes, in your so-called past, you once again put in place the beliefs and belief systems in your altered state of consciousness and made it very difficult for you to alter in your awakened consciousness state. Your choice. You chose to have that type of experience, once again, to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. However, you, as a human consciousness, and as individuals, agreed to alter the energy that you utilized to create this reality, and you entered into what we like to refer to as this new age and new energy. And consequently, you can be much more successful at altering your reality from your conscious state by being aware of your thoughts and feelings, understanding that your choices and decisions and your beliefs and belief systems are not only influencing your reality, but responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. And consequently, you can change them. And so, these other realities that exist, these other lifetimes, if you wish, exist within the same time and same space. It's an illusion, this time and space concept. And so when you alter a particular belief or belief system, it's possible that you also influence your other incarnational periods, your other reality experiences. It becomes difficult for you to grasp that concept, but in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, you interact with and put in place those beliefs and belief systems that you bring into an incarnational period, and you bring it in the form that your scientists have come to refer to as your DNA. And so you have these possibilities and probabilities. And once again, in your so-called past, if you wish to use that terminology, in your history, you brought into that DNA these beliefs and belief systems that was quite probable that you would experience it within that incarnational period, and it was more as referred to as being your fate, that that's what you were determined to experience. However, in this new age and new energy, in this incarnational period, you can influence your reality in a manner, once again, that was quite difficult for you to experience in your so-called past. As a result, it becomes very difficult to have any type of a forecast of what it is that your future will be. For someone to attempt to prophesize in what it is that you're about to experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, it becomes almost impossible, because you begin to understand that you can, from your conscious state, alter your particular reality. You see, your choices and your decisions and your thoughts and feelings in particular can influence the energy that surrounds your DNA. And as a result, you alter the particular beliefs and belief systems that are supposedly stored within your DNA, that your scientists like to have as a reference point so that they can duplicate it. And so you alter the energy that surrounds your DNA, and you take this belief system that you brought into this incarnational period, in which you may have held as being simply a possibility, and you convert it into a probability so that you can experience it. Or conversely, something that you experience that's based upon a probability, you will alter the energy that surrounds your DNA, and consequently you change it from a probability to a possibility. And so it exists there, but does not have an influence and does not create the type of reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so it becomes very important that you understand that your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, what you believe, your attitudes, have a huge impact on your reality in a manner, once again, that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. It also becomes very difficult to give you an explanation of your so-called past, because you alter it, you change it. You change your past as readily as you do your future. So, for those within your scientific community who wish to have validations for all that they experience, it becomes very difficult in understanding that when they alter their so-called perceptions of what it is that they're experiencing, what they're proving, and it's completely different from what you held, what your scientists held as being the absolute in your so-called past, it's important to understand that you alter that past. You change. You change the reality, you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. That becomes difficult to grasp. And yet, to utilize your belief in time and space, what you experienced in your past, you alter and change. It doesn't mean that what you were experiencing in your past was wrong, but rather that you change. You change. You change the reality. It's an illusion. That becomes very difficult to grasp, that it's an illusion, particularly when one puts such an emphasis on some type of a scientific data that is supposedly beyond any type of alteration or changing. And yet it's an illusion. It's not real. The reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you can experience in any of your states of consciousness. When you can grasp that concept, when you can understand that, when you can own that belief system, then you begin to have the expectation that you can change it, that you can alter it, that the scientific validation is only dependent upon what individuals believe. What do you believe? It's an illusion. As difficult as it is for you to grasp, you exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. It's who and what you truly are. It's an illusion. If you can understand and grasp that it's an illusion, and it's an illusion that you create, then obviously you exist in the entire illusion. you can understand and you can hold the concept that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being. And yet those cells, which are a part of your consciousness, your subconsciousness, operate without your awake consciousness being aware of what's occurring within your physical being. You have billions of activities going on within your physical being that your awakened consciousness state is not aware of. But that subconsciousness state, that spark of consciousness that you are, is aware of all of those activities. Absolutely. And so when you in your awakened consciousness state hold these attitudes, be they positive or negative, they influence the subconsciousness. And as a result of influencing that subconsciousness, it influences every cell in your entire physical being. Now, you can grasp that concept, but we're suggesting that not only does that subconsciousness influence every cell that exists within your entire physical being, but you influence every cell that exists within your universe. It's an illusion. What do you believe? You cannot be separated from who and what you truly are. You can hide from it and do a very good job of hiding from it. But you cannot be separated from the fact that you are the God you search for. You create this entire reality, not just the parts that you believe you have the capacity to control, but in conjunction with all of the other individuals existing within your vibrational level, as one, you create the entire reality. It's an illusion. What do you believe? It's really that simple. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I believe that you just did answer it, but our question had been, when a human attempts to manifest something, is that human creating a new timeline? In case anyone else had any more questions about that.
I have a question. So essentially, we are you. We are existing on your vibrational level also. Is that correct? And I would like to know, do you have form or are you pure mind?
We are one. All the entities existing throughout all of creation are one. It's not a separation. We choose not to experience the reality that you experience in your vibrational level. The irony of it is that you experience the same realities that we experience in our so-called vibrational level. We are one. You choose to hide from that understanding. That's the only difference. When we come into your vibrational level, when we attempt to give you information regarding this reality that you're experiencing, we're simply telling you what you desire to hear. We're simply telling you what's within inside each of you. We're not, for any instant, bringing to you some type of knowledge that's not available to each of you. We have suggested many times, if you wish to find the answers, go within inside. You won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by listening to some other entity attempting to tell you how your reality is experienced. You will find it by going within inside. And so, yes, we are one. We choose not to experience this vibrational level that you exist in. We choose not to hide from the understanding of who and what we truly are. That's the difference. We choose not to hide from that understanding of how it is that we create our reality. Is our reality real? It's as real as the reality that you experience. In fact, it's as more real than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. But we understand that we are the creators of our reality. And we suggest to you that when we use the term we are a multidimensional personality. And as individuals, you like to refer to yourself as I or me, and yet you are as well. A multidimensional personality existing not only within other so-called incarnational periods in this vibrational level, but existing throughout all of creation. You choose, however, to hide from that understanding while you exist in this vibrational level. You are, and you create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And it's very difficult for you to bring that into your awakened consciousness state because it eliminates the illusion. It takes away what many feel are the importance of existing in your vibrational level. It eliminates many of the so-called limitations that you put upon yourself when you understand that you are absolute unconditional love. And when you once again can bring that into your conscious state, you begin to get a glimpse of how illusionary your reality is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. We have that capacity to create realities similar to what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It's not difficult to create. We also understand, however, that when we create that reality, that it is an illusion. We understand that any experiences that we have there create emotions and feelings that are illusionary. They're not real. What grows, if you wish, what expands in our experience is that unconditional love that comes from the understanding of being the creators, if you wish, of being all that is. We are all that is, and each of you are all that is. We are one. We've only separated because you choose to believe that you are separate. We have that capacity, if you wish, to experience an illusionary form. But we understand that what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary form. It's not real. It's an illusion. It's the most illusionary reality that you will experience throughout all of your levels of consciousness. You just choose to hide from it. You put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and it limits any type of interference, should there be some, from other entities existing outside of your so-called vibrational level who you might believe would interfere with your creation process. Because you see, you wish to believe in your awakened consciousness state that this is real. This is something that you're not in control of. And we've used the analogy many times that when you go into a theater, you understand that what you experience in that theater that's a projection upon the screen is but a trick of lights. Well, we understand that when we create that reality, it's but a trick of lights. It's a utilization of our imagination to experience. And once you understand that, then it's like being in the theater. You can still experience certain types of emotions and feelings, but when you step outside of the theater, oh, then for each of you in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level, then it's real. When you're in the theater, you understand that that's not real, what you're experiencing. It's an expression of someone else's reality or desire for you to experience their concept of a reality. We create a reality similarly. Is it possible for us to experience a form? Absolutely, similar to the form that you experience. Do we do that? Not very often, because it's like entering into your theater. And so we are an energy, if you wish. What we express to you in your so-called reality, in your awakened consciousness state, is that which you desire to hear. To suggest that we somehow have access to knowledge that's not available to each of you is ludicrous. To believe that there are some entities sitting out there somewhere in the so-called universes that have more knowledge and capacity and access to knowledge than what each of you have is ludicrous. You choose to hide from that understanding. We have suggested many, many times to find the answers to your questions, go with inside. And we spoke earlier on this afternoon about when you go on that journey with inside, be brave and step off the beaten trail and explore those faraway places that seem to be beyond your capacity to reach. If you set the intent and if you make that choice and that desire, You can have that experience, and you can even come to the point where you can touch if you wish. You can experience that emotion and feeling that's associated with that concept of absolute unconditional love. And when you experience that in your altered state of consciousness, we absolutely guarantee you that it will alter your reality. It will alter your perception of this reality, and it will bring you to tears in your awakened consciousness state. It's interesting for you to note in your awakened consciousness state that many individuals who seemingly die, who have what you refer to as this near-death experience, when they come back into this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state many times, it completely alters their life because they've got a glimpse of that unconditional love. They've got a glimpse that there is so much more than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And they also begin to understand how illusionary this reality is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You can have that. You can go with inside and have that experience. You can go with inside and experience what we experience. It's much more difficult for you because you choose, once again, to put in place the limitations. You choose to make it difficult. Even in those altered states of consciousness, that veil remains that makes it difficult for you to grasp that concept of who and what you truly are. But you are as we are. You are one. You are all that is. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Does that answer your question?
That it just brings up more. It does, but more questions.
Well, now.
Josiah, if we may, could you elaborate on what we call the Akashic Records?
Individuals in your so-called human consciousness state like to label and put these particular types of labels on information, if you wish, on sources of information that are available. We have suggested that all of the information is available to each of you. And if you wish to believe that it's in some type of a record, for some it may be in the form of some type of book that you may be able to access to read, if you wish, what it is that you desire. It really makes no difference what terminology you wish to put on it. That information is available to each of you. And some have become more proficient at tapping into that energy. Some believe that it's quite important to tap into that energy and to understand. But which we have suggested as well that your reality is an illusion and you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. And so some of the so-called records or particular information about your so-called past and the occurrences within your past change. It changes. You change your past as readily as you change your future. And so, what do you believe? If you believe that there are some type of level that you must achieve and get to in order to access that particular material, you can have that. It doesn't matter what terminology you use, you can have that. And if you believe that it's something that's beyond your capacity to alter or to change, you can have that as well. It's not a right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. What do you believe? And if some entity taps into that particular type of information and you begin to believe that it's true, that you begin to believe that they have a capacity that's only available to certain individuals, you can have that too. It's not right, but it's not wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. The information that you desire resides within each of you. Go with inside. You will not find the answers to your questions written in a book. You will not find it by listening to other particular lectures, if you wish, or attending various classes. You will find it by learning to go with inside, to find the answers to your questions, to validate what it is that you believe, and to have the capacity to alter those beliefs and consequently alter your entire reality. What do you believe? If you believe that there are some individuals who are more gifted than what you are, then you can have that reality. It's not real, but it's your choice. Go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside. We have suggested that your past is something that you alter as readily as you alter your future. And so the so-called records that you refer to alter constantly and continuously. What do you believe? Go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside. You will not find it, once again, written in a book or by someone else giving an explanation. It's a feeling, it's an emotion, and it's an experience that you can have. And when you have that experience, when you get a glimpse of that unconditional love, then you begin to get a glimpse of the illusionary reality that you're experiencing and of the limitlessness of the capacity for you to create. What do you believe? You are all that is. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. What do you believe? And so, if you wish to believe that there is a source of information that's available to you, and there's only certain individuals who can access that, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's a validation of a belief or belief system. But we would suggest that the information that one desires is within inside. You are all that is. You have that information, you choose to hide from it. It's really that simple. Does that answer your question?
I believe so, it does. Thank you very much.
Well now. Once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction in the afternoon, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. For us, indeed, it is a very enjoyable experience to have that opportunity to experience what it is that you experience, the emotions and feelings that our friend Elias experiences, to get a glimpse of that capacity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And for those opportunities, we are eternally grateful to each of you. And we would once again remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And in those altered states of consciousness, should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.